Words spoken by Her Majesty to Mr. Cecil. I give you this charge that you shall be of my privy council, and content yourself to take pains for me and my realm. This judgment I have of you that you will not be corrupted with any manner of gift, and that you will be faithful to the state, and that without respect of my private will, you will give me that counsel that you think best. And if you shall know anything necessary to be declared to me of secrecy, you shall show it to myself only, and assure yourself I will not fail to keep taciturnity therein, and therefore herewith I charge you. Words spoken by the Queen to the Lords. My Lords, the law of nature moveth me to sorrow for my sister. The burden that is fallen upon me maketh me amazed, and yet, considering I am God's creature, ordained to obey his appointment, I will thereto yield, desiring from the bottom of my heart that I may have assistance of his grace to be the minister of his heavenly will in this office now committed to me. And as I am but one body naturally, considered though by his permission a body politic to govern, so I shall desire you, all my lords, chiefly you of the nobility, every one in his degree and power, to be assistant to me, that I with my ruling, and you with your service, may make a good account to Almighty God, and leave some comfort to our posterity in death. I mean to direct all my actions by good advice and counsel, and therefore, considering that diverse of you be of the ancient nobility, having your beginnings and estates of my progenitors' kings in this realm, and thereby ought in honour to have the more natural care for maintaining of my estate and this commonwealth. Some others have been of long experience in governance, and enabled by my father of noble memory, my brother and my late sister to bear office. The rest of you, being upon special trust lately called to her service only, and trust for your service considered and rewarded, my meaning is to require of you all nothing more but faithful hearts in such service as from time to time shall be in your powers towards the preservation of me and this commonwealth. And for counsel and advice I shall accept you of my nobility and such others of you, the rest as in consultation, I shall think meet and shortly appoint, to the which also, with their advice, I will join to their aid, for the ease of their burden, others meet for my service. And they which I shall not appoint, let them not think the same for any desirability in them, but that I do consider a multitude doth make rather discord and confusion than good counsel. And of my good will you shall not doubt, using yourselves as appertains to good and loving subjects.